above the threshold for working to protect patients.
Fox's Evan Brown. The Senate tonight voting to confirm former Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen as the first woman Treasury Secretary. America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Walk-On's Bistro and Bar. Game day with a taste of Louisiana. Cajun cuisine, cocktails, and games on the big screen. Walk-On's Bistro and Bar, located on East Chase Parkway in Montgomery.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Get ready for an active weather night ahead as the first of two storm systems this week moves through the area. Showers and thunderstorms becoming likely tonight. Breezy, very mild. Overnight low temperature 64. Tomorrow, high temperature in the low to mid 70s. Spotty showers possible during the daytime hours. Then showers and thunderstorms become likely again late Tuesday night into Wednesday as the second storm system of the week moves through. Our weather app will keep you on top of the action. It's free in the App Store. Just search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
The following is a paid program by Earnest Financial. The views and opinions are solely those of the hosts and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management staff, or any advertisers.
Rejoice, dear hearts, here is Brother Dave.
Tell that to somebody don't care and watch them look at you funny.
Health and wealth. Health and wealth. Health and wealth.
This is the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
And now, the legal disclaimer. All matters discussed on the Health and Wealth Show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to their accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our highly qualified representatives prior to implementation. And that's the legal disclaimer.
Say no more.
Is your money working for you? Would you like higher returns with lower risks? David Earnest of Earnest Financial Retirement Rollovers has custom-tailored strategies. With over 30 years in the industry, let him help you achieve your dreams. Earnest Financial, where they are always earnest about your money. Visit retirewithearnest.com or call 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Earnest Financial.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with Old MacDonald.
Hello!
Mr. MacDonald, I understand you have a farm.
Oh, that's right, man. I got this farm here with a duck here.
And a duck there.
Here a duck.
There a duck.
Everywhere a duck.
So you're a duck farmer.
Yeah, I guess so.
I understand there's a lot of money in that.
Oh, that's right, man. I'm doing pretty good.
So I would imagine you need a good asset preservationist to help you with your finances.
David Earnest helps me with my stuff. He is the greatest asset preservationist in the land.
So he really helps you out?
Yes, I guess you could say he helps me keep my ducks in a row.
Well, how can we get in contact with David Earnest?
Call him up at 279-7431, man, and put him to work for you today.
Well, thank you, Old MacDonald. You have a very lovely farm. And by the way, I have your address here. Could you give me your zip code?
It's E-I-E-I-O, man.
Really?
I know, right?
And finally, this story from the internet, Bernie Sanders. He's everywhere. He's everywhere. Thanks to the funniest meme we've seen in a while, Bernie Sanders is showing up in the strangest places. And let me tell you, everyone thinks it's funny. Except maybe for Bernie.
I don't know why everyone thinks this is so funny. It's me sitting in a frickin' chair. Why is this so funny?
Bernie in the chair. That's all we see. There he is right there, and he's staring at me. On my computer screen with frizzy hair, it's Bernie in the chair with mittens.
You people are worried about this stupid picture. What you should be worried about is getting everyone $15 an hour minimum wage.
Bernie in the chair, inauguration day. It must have been freezing. That's all I can say. They took his picture, now he's everywhere. It's Bernie in the chair with mittens.
I got hairy legs.
Shut up, Joe. Carmella, come get your dog.
It's Bernie in the chair. And now it seems Biden should appoint him Secretary of Memes. It seems the whole world's smitten. Hey, Bernie, what you want for those mittens? From our super secret studio, where we've been watching the balloon get bigger every day. And you know what happens if a balloon gets too big. Well, that pretty much sums it up. David Ernest presents the Health and Wealth Show, the radio program that brings you some good news about your money. And now, here's the man who's going to tell you the best thing to do in case the bubble pops. It's David Ernest.
And here he is via Zoom.
Yes.
Thank you, technology. There he is. And that's Don Ho and Tiny Bubbles. I got the chance to, I interviewed him on the phone one time.
No.
He's passed away now, but I don't know how they could tell because he was the most laid back fella. Yeah. Hey, Don, your hair's on fire. He just seemed like a really nice guy.
There's going to be a lot of folks with their hair on fire.
Yeah.
When the bubbles pop.
That bubble's going pretty soon, too, isn't it?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I'm telling you, everybody's talking about the bubble. Bubbles, bubble.
Uh-huh.
Bubble, bubble, toil and trouble we have.
Yes.
You know, here's some stuff. Here's some headlines.
Uh-huh.
They're coming across. I mean, they're everywhere. Here we go. How options trading could be fueling a stock market bubble 2 hours ago.
Right.
Popped up on Google.
Right.
Here's another one. Legendary investor Jeremy Grantham warned Biden's $1.9 million stimulus plan would inflate the stock market and cause a massive crash.
Wow.
That one was 1 hour ago. CNN. It's the stock market in a bubble. The debate is heating up. The Wall Street Journal. If it looks like a bubble and swims like a bubble.
It's a bubble?
It's a tubble, drubble, double, bubble. Bloomberg.
Not a hubble bubble, but.
The stock's bubble-o-meter is flashing bright red. Time to pause. Wall Street grows wary of stock bubbles. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So is there a bubble in the stock market? What do you think? You know, everybody that's an expert thinks this, well, probably most everybody. Investor anxiety mounts over prospect of stock market crash because it's a bubble. How options trading could be fueling a stock market bubble. These are all in the last few hours. These are popping up everywhere. Bubbling everywhere. These headlines are bubbling, just like the bubble. Okay. A lot of investors are warning that the $1.9 trillion stimulus plan would inflate the stock market and cause a massive crash.
Well, let me ask you something real quick. Have you heard this? That there was a Republican senator, I'm going to have to look this up and find out which one it was, that says that this other $1,400 we're supposed to get should only go to people who have taken the vaccine.
Well, I heard that. I heard that, too. That was a way to get people forced.
I don't think that could happen to you. I doubt it.
Here's another one. Careful what you wish for. Hedge fund manager warns Biden's plan could cause a stock bubble that would cause something as bad as 1929 all over again. Guys, I know they tell you to stay in the stock market and don't worry about it. It'll come back. And maybe it will. But if this stuff is half right, and I don't know what's right. I mean, I don't know. And I know you don't know. And I don't know. And nobody really knows. But we're in uncharted territory.
Mm-hmm.
Options trading could do this. I can see that they're fueling a bubble. Here's another one. If Biden continues to do what he's doing, Bubba will probably pop.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many things. And it's not rational. It's not rational to expect this thing to act like the dot-com era or worse. There's so many experts. I'm not that expert. What I am an expert of is making sure that whatever you have don't go away and use the stock market in a safer kind of way, like with indexed, fixed indexed annuities. Why does that work? Well, first of all, your money can't go away because the insurance company guarantees the principal just like the bank, just like a bank does. You know, you put it in a fixed account, all they're going to gamble is the interest in those crazy option worlds. But, you know, you can't lose your principal. You can't lose your bonuses. You can't lose any of that. But let's talk about this just a second. How would this work if we had a stock market crash? Think about it. If the market crashes and then you go back in next year and buy into the market or into the options, you reset. Your money never was in there. You're going to get the cream of the crop off the top, you see, from that perspective. Whereas everyone else would probably be trying to crawl back to the top. And how many years they got to crawl, we don't know. It could be months. It could be years. We're hearing all kinds of things right now. They're saying, well, if it pops this time, it's going to be really bad. It's going to take a long time to mm-hmm. crawl back
right
to the top where we were before it popped. You know, I read all this stuff. It says, okay, we go back to 1929. 1929, it popped, and then it went down a little bit. Then it came back up. Then it went back down. That's what a major crash does. Major adjustment, if you want to call it that. It takes a long period of time before it ever comes back because it's wobbling as it's down. You know, it's a bad situation. That's what we don't want folks to be in. We don't want our retirement to be in a bad situation for a long period of time. You know, they say, well, go buy this kind of stock and buy that kind of stock and buy that kind of mutual fund and that kind of whatever, and you probably won't fall as bad.
Speaking of fall, that rhymes with tall, and look who's here. Zooming in from another place.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Too Tall Matthew Ernest. Man, it's been a while. Where you been?
I've just been working. New year. Yeah. We got a lot of activity going on and just trying to keep it all going.
Well, David and I were talking about the big bubble that could burst at any minute.
We've talked about that. Yeah. It's a pretty scary thing. I mean, I think there's a very high probability of something like that happening.
Mm-hmm. And we were just talking about the fact that, you know, if you're a younger person, I would say somebody who is in their 20s, 25 to 30 maybe, and they're, you know, relatively young person and maybe has a little bit to get a bit better together than when I was 25, thinking ahead, you might be okay if you're in the stock market. And if something happens, you would have the luxury of time to recover. But people right. who are getting older, like me and David.
Risk tolerances changes, you know.
Right.
We can help you assess, you know, that risk. And, you know, it's of absolutely no charge. Just call us at 279-7431.
It works just fine, 279-7431. Call today, and as we say, you might get to talk to David, maybe Matthew, or Princess Leia. So there you go.
I want to talk about some key points
here. All right.
Biden outlined the details of a $1.9 trillion rescue package on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
He called it the American Rescue Plan. It's designed to support households, businesses through this pandemic. David Nessenhauser, managing director of Livermore Partners, said Biden's spending plan appeared to be an attempt to mimic, listen to this, mimic the Roaring Twenties.
By getting people
back into the workforce quickly and releasing all that money and stimulating everything and causing a huge, giant, what?
Bubble burst. You know, they think we've got such a short memory, but it certainly can't be that short. I mean, guys, if we've learned nothing from the past, what goes up must come down. If it goes up
when
too
it goes
high,
up too
it's going to burst. Yeah.
I mean, it wobbles as the stock market historically has wobbled a lot as it trends up. It's always going to trend up with an economy that's booming or growing. But the problem is when it overbooms, then you know what happens when you get an overboom.
Your retirement goes kaboom.
For a while. So the problem is we don't know how long this could be, or we don't even know for sure if there's going to be a kaboom. All we're doing is saying, look, there's got to be something. They could be a really massive fizz, like you've seen a bubble where it just kind of like fizzes like that. Something is going to have to happen to get this thing back out of the orbit that it's in and back to the world of reality. You know, we can't go on living in a world that's not real. We can't go on spending massive amounts of money and printing massive amounts of money that's not real. This is unreal what they're doing.
Right.
It's not even, we're not even in reality right now.
I mean,
we're in a world of bubble.
Yeah.
Soon to be trouble.
If there's ever been a time to get safe, guys, it's now. I mean, just, you know.
I don't know how much more we can say this. You know, I like we say, the 401ks, the 457s and all that stuff, 403b. You know, if you're going to be in there for 10, 20 years and you don't really worry about it, fine. But if your horizon is closer than 5 years or 10, maybe, depending on your situation and depending on what really will happen, which we don't know, then maybe you need to sit down with somebody that can help you. I've been hearing the competitor, even my competitors that are putting people in the stock market are saying, we think it's a bubble. I can't even hardly believe my ears that they're saying these things now. You know why they're saying it?
Scared, maybe?
Because they don't want to be told that they didn't tell somebody that it could be dangerous, even though they're investing. You know, they're saying, well, put it over here and put it over there and we'll mitigate it. Or we'll use a different strategy and it won't keep you from losing as much. You know,
right.
Let me just tell you, when there's a big sucking sound in the stock market, it don't really matter where you are. You're going to get hurt. You know, you're going to get sucked into the
vortex.
The
black hole.
Yeah.
The end of the universe.
That's right. So be careful. And if you want to know what we do to keep this from happening to you, what do you do, Matthew?
You pick up the phone. Call us at 279-7431. We are on the interwebs at retirewithearnest.com. The Book of Faces, you know, even though I'm not all that savvy or happy with those guys right now.
Well, they stink, but what can you do?
Yeah.
But you're over there. And the website, don't forget that, retirewithearnest.com.
That's it. Yep.
We have a runaway Congress and Senate now. We have senators that want to stick a knife in Trump's back. One of them, I'll just say it, his name's McConnell. Another one is Shelby, Richard Shelby. They want to fix it where Trump or any of the folks that think like a businessman that tried to tear up the party, in other words, the party they were having, the fun they were having, don't come back. Well, I mean, this is, they're enticing folks like the Dominion voting folks to sue. All this stuff is a ploy to kill the movement that we had, which was causing our economy to be very profitable and to grow. Now we're in a situation where we're going to go into stagnation. I don't know. Do you remember this old term, stagflation?
I do. Yeah. I do.
What that was stagnation with inflation. Now, this is what we're really afraid of. Now, it's not reared its ugly head yet, but if these interest rates do come back really with a vengeance, they're saying, oh, they're going to stay down for years. maybe they will stay down for a year or two or three. Mm-hmm. Maybe.
So that's basically a market that doesn't really move, or maybe it's going down while interest rates are going up. Is that correct?
Correct.
Is that
a stagflation?
Yeah. So, I mean, that's a really bad. Yeah. That's like being in a tank that's filling up with water.
Yeah.
And you're not able to move any higher.
Let me ask you guys this. Have you seen or did you see this? And I wish I could tell you who it was, but it involves Rudy Giuliani and the lady who is going to release the Kraken.
Yes.
They have filed.
Sydney,
yes, yes. Sydney Powell. Is that right?
Sydney Powell.
Yeah.
That's
somewhere
it.
In that neighborhood. Anyway, certain entities have filed lawsuits against the both of them for the lawsuits they brought. Yeah.
Yeah.
Over
yeah.
$1 billion each.
And want to stop them.
Yes. And of course, now they're going on with the impeachment, trying to impeach the president or the former president. What about all this? Well, let's get together. Let's bring the nation together.
Yeah, what about all that? Where did that go from?
And have you seen this? I'll send you this. There is a picture of Mr. Biden at the desk signing a bunch of papers. You know, like Mr. Trump did when he held up the thing.
They turned the fear machine off the day he got in the office. I mean, as soon as he sat down in the chair.
There's nothing on the paper. They showed it. There's nothing on the paper.
There's no plan.
And if you will look out the window, it's a parking lot. It's not the trees and everything that you see from the window of the Oval Office. He's not even in the Oval Office. It's a sham.
Shop, guys.
They're fooling us.
Well, of course, they're trying to fool us about everything. I heard something today. I'm going to just paraphrase this because I didn't hear all of it.
Oh, okay.
Essentially, the way I understood it, they asked Biden something about what he could do, and he said, "There's nothing that you can do."
And all the time, he said, "Trump doesn't have a plan, and I do."
So, if you said there's nothing you can do, then what good are you?
His plan was to not have a plan.
If there's nothing you can do, what good are you? I mean, we're good for people to conserve their assets, okay? So we got it. We got a purpose, you know. But if you said there's nothing you can do, then Biden, what good are you?
He thinks he's Bruce Lee. Bruce Lee
other than to crash the economy and cause bubbles and troubles.
Like Harry Lennox.
Yes. And also, you know, we got some Republicans that are trying to destroy the Trump movement, or should I say our movement, the movement of freedom, the movement to have a free enterprise, to have freedom of speech and things like that. Now they want to take away our freedom of speech. I wouldn't doubt it for one moment that we get some kind of problem about stuff on the radio that we're saying that you need to shut up. You can't say it.
But not the First Amendment. You know,
yeah, I know, but there's folks out there that want to stop us from saying these things because they say they don't like it. Because why? Because it doesn't fit with their agenda. Listen, you don't fit with our agenda either. You know, lying about what you think could have been a plan, and then you say there's nothing we can do.
No
what
plan.
The heck are you doing?
I know, and now they're saying that there could be at least 500,000 people would have died within the next several months. They're just like they're projecting it. And whose watch is that under?
Well, I mean, here's the thing: they could complain, they could say things since when Trump was in. Now there's only one entity they can complain and say about. They're still trying to point their fingers at Trump. He's gone.
He'll continue to get him out.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Illegally, by the way, we think it was stolen. The reason why I think that it was probably stolen is because they won't let us look at the ballots.
Well, that was
they
the whole.
Let us look
was,
at anything.
Yeah, that was the whole argument. Mm-hmm. That was the whole problem. No one had any. I didn't have any problem. If Joe Biden if he won it outright, you know, and honestly, and there's nothing to hide.
Right.
Why wouldn't he let you
or some of his party members let folks look or enhance to let us look at stuff?
That's who filed the lawsuit, by the way, was Dominion.
Of course.
Uh-huh.
Dominion has got a lot of control. they're making this money. They don't want their you know, they don't want any damage. They want to get rid of anybody who will stand up to them. Anyone who stand up and say, listen, we need to see your ballots.
Right.
We need to see your hard drive. Lord of mercy, we needed to see Hunter Biden's hard drive that he delivered that's got all that freaky stuff on it. We still haven't seen that yet. That's another hard drive.
He's a super freak.
Yeah, he is a super freak. All those supposed billions of dollars that are flowing through, I don't know. That's the impression I got. The guy said, yes, I saw all this evidence, but he's scared. He had to go into hiding or whatever. That's the other thing. Dominion people said they had to go into hiding. Well, you know what? You ought to go hide your face in shame, really, if you can't let folks see what produced the vote. And I'm telling you, Bo Brooks and Tommy Tuberville and some of the rest of them stood up and said, listen, we just want to look at it. We're not saying that they didn't even say that it was false votes. They said, let us see the evidence. Let us see the hard drive. Let us see the ballots. And they said, no. So, it kind of reminds me of a kid that's done something wrong. Stole a piece of chewing gum or whatever, and you see it in their hand. You say, hey, little Johnny, what do you got in your hand?
And nothing.
Let me see.
Nothing to see here.
Yeah. Move along.
What's that over there, guys? Hey, look, what's that?
A baby deer.
Yeah, I know what that. Let's reposition the problem. Oh, they got a word for that. Look, guys, we are not stupid. We know we've been had, obviously. But we also know they're not going to do anything about it. Why? Because they've got power and control over us. They have the money, honey. They got the control of the money. They're printing the money. They got control of our money. And the herd's always going to get hurt. Your retirements are always going to be given to the dearly beloved that didn't work. Some of it anyway. It's called redistribution of wealth, whether it's done with inflation, stagflation, taxes, a multitude of everything, lies, voting fraud, whatever. The control is to take your money, your control of your money, and to take it away and give it to the other people who voted them in, supposedly. That's my perspective, and I'm sticking with it.
And I saw this neat thing today. Said Biden is going to extend amnesty and citizenship to all those who voted for him. It was on the Babylon Bee.
There's some
news.
Funny stuff on there.
Really is.
What happened to that convoy? Wasn't there it was 13,000, 30,000,
Stuck down in Guatemala, aren't they?
Are they in Guatemala? I don't know.
The Mexican,
Honduras or
something. The
for
Mexican,
a different reason.
Yeah, the army's fighting them.
Because they're afraid, the Mexico and the others were afraid to let them come across with COVID.
With COVID, yeah. I mean,
they don't care about letting them come up here and come to us. They'd let them come on through if it wasn't for them giving them COVID. You understand everybody's got an agenda? That was their agenda. They weren't trying to protect us. Lord, they'd let them come right on in.
You remember a few years ago when Fidel was still in and alive, they opened up the jails down there and just let everybody come over here on boats and stuff. You remember?
Right.
They just let everybody out of jail.
They call them political refugees.
Yes,
that's it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And David had just reminded me that we need to take a break. So what we'll do is I will move myself over here and get into the let's take a break position and find the break, and we'll actually play it, and then we'll come back and talk more about your money. And the things going on in the world. So everybody, hold what you got, and I need to hold what I got here. And I've got a button here to push, and push this one and that one. And there she blows. It is the Health and Wealth Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. You can go to David's website, retirewithearnest.com, and we're on Facebook, too. It's Health and Wealth with David Earnest. Don't you go away. We'll be right back with more of the Health and Wealth Show.
Is your money working for you? Would you like higher returns with lower risks? David Earnest of Earnest Financial Retirement Rollovers has custom-tailored strategies. With over 30 years in the industry, let him help you achieve your dreams. Earnest Financial, where they are always earnest about your money. Visit retirewithearnest.com or call 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Earnest Financial.
Behold, a cautionary tale of what could happen if you don't call asset preservationist David Earnest. I played the stock market. That's where I put all my cash. Then one day the market crashed. All my money and my wealth I was a-missing. Guess you could say I didn't have a pot to in. Wish I had called old David Earnest on the phone. Now I stand alone. Don't wind up like this poor man. Call David Earnest today at 279-7431. That's 279-7431. An asset preservationist for the ages. Call David Earnest today. Earnest Financial, LLC.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with an alien.
Hello!
So I guess that's your spaceship over there.
Yeah, the one on the left.
I see. And what brings you to Earth today? Would you like me to take you to our leader?
Oh, no, I just got some business with my friend, David Earnest.
Wait a minute. You're telling me that you come from another planet to see an asset preservationist here on Earth?
You got that right. The man is the best in the galaxy.
And just why is that?
Well, he takes care of all his clients, and you never lose any money like you would do if you were in the stock market.
So do a lot of aliens come here to Earth to see David Earnest?
Yeah, but, you know, you can call him at 279-7431.
279-7431?
Yeah, man, that's right.
Before we go, I have one question.
Okay.
Have you ever seen any little green men from Mars?
No, but one time I saw some Klingons around you.
Don't even go there.
Welcome back to the Health and Wealth Show with David Earnest, the radio program that brings you good news about your money. You can call David Earnest right now at 279-7431. You can check him out on Facebook at Health and Wealth with David Earnest. David has a website, retirewithearnest.com. And if you don't find him any of those places, he's either watching Alabama football or putting on the feed bag down at the Waffle House. Now, here's the man whose senior high school class voted him most likely to. It's David Earnest.
Yes, there he is.
Bubble.
I just had.
You got any bubble gum?
You know, I have never in my life been able to chew gum. I don't know what it is. I have to walk at the same time.
I can chew it for a while and pop it for a while, but finally it just blows up all over my face.
I can't do it. But you know, you're talking about that.
I lose half my gum.
There's so many.
Whatever happened to bazooka bubble gum? You guys remember that?
It blew up.
You can still find it. I remember reading the little funnies in there. Bazooka Joe, yeah. Mm-hmm. But I don't know what kind of bubble gum we're talking about, because it's getting bigger and bigger, and the bubble's getting bigger, and it's going to blow up. And
that's what they're saying. That's bad. What they're saying. I'm going to read this. Here's something someone just recently wrote.
Yep.
As typical, as stock market bubbles inflate, as is typical, there are currently plenty of rationalizations for not worrying. The first step is to recognize there is a bubble. Then you got to recognize that. Then you can bet on the bubble for as long as you're sure it won't pop. We've been there before. We are currently in the, this is someone's opinion, we are currently in the later stages of witnessing a stock market bubble inflate. But as usual, it appears that it will inflate forever, leading the fear of missing out, called FOMO. That's what everybody's got, the fear of missing out.
Uh-huh.
That's what fear of missing out. Even a pandemic could not burst this bubble, although it tried. In the 1960s, it was a nifty 50. Today, we have the FANGS, the fangs. In the 1990s, it was trees can grow to the sky. Today, it is don't fight the Fed. In 2008, it was a different bubble. Housing prices were the bubble. Another parallel. The Roaring Twenties set the stage for the Great Depression that began in 1929 and lasted a decade that was marked by a dozen W crashes, you know, the W kind of way,
right,
and recoveries. The Roaring 2010s may have set the stage for the next Great Depression. I'm not saying this. I'm just reading what folks are saying. And these are big-time money managers that are writing this. Big-time money managers. You know,
scary.
This stuff is serious. You know, I don't know what's going to happen. I know one thing. If I was within 5 or 10 years of retiring, I'd be concerned about what could happen to my money.
Well, and, you know, we can help you sleep well.
Yeah, anybody that is in that shape, right, Matthew, should be concerned.
That's right.
You know, we keep on beating a dead horse.
What was it we were talking about the other day? You said people never come to us. You know, when stuff's good, they come when they've already felt the hurt. Or
when they see the bubble popping, yeah, they try to get off, and sometimes you just can't do it. We were talking about this the other day about the storm shelter we got in our house. You know, we said you got to get in there before the storm hits. Don't try running then and get in there when the storm's hitting. You're not going to make it. You're going to lose.
Your chances are a lot less, yeah.
You know, so just be very careful about your exit strategy out of this storm, so to speak, of a potential gigantic bubble going off. You know, we talk about a lot of other things. We can go back and concentrate on, you know, other things that you could lose money in. Say, for example, long-term care, you know, being sued, all these other things. But, you know, I am so concerned right now about this tremendous bubble, I can't seem to stay off the topic. And I don't want to beat a dead horse, but the thing is, Rusty, it's there staring us in the face. It's real. And people still want to, they want to stay on it and get all the goodie they can get before they jump off. Why do you think human emotion's that way, Rusty?
I have no idea. It's just, I think a lot of people don't want to look forward and think that there's trouble coming. What's that song? Just Face the Music and Dance. Old from back in the 40s. But it starts out with, there may be trouble ahead. But everybody just wants to face the music and dance. They don't want to do anything. They're just hoping that, well, maybe the trouble will pass over us. Like you're talking about not getting in that storm shelter before the storm gets there. Everybody's thinking, well, maybe the storm will go around us. Maybe it'll miss us. And those maybes are going to pile up on you if you're not careful.
Yeah, I could just never get around Rusty's beautiful singing voice, you know?
Yeah. I tell you what, man, never had a lesson. People know that, too. Do you know, y'all don't know this about me, I actually went, the year and a half I went to proper college. I have 2 degrees. I have an associate's degree and a bachelor's degree, one in business and one in business and marketing. Not a lot of people know that.
Yeah,
but
that's awesome.
The first year I went to school, proper school, I say, I went on a scholarship, and it was a fine arts scholarship. So I was up there singing and dancing and doing all those fun things. And then I went on the trip. I just took off and wandered the wilderness like Kung Fu for many years. And doing justice where I found wrongs being done. And here we are now on the Health and Wealth Show trying to help folks with their money. And
You know, and I hate, like I say, to keep saying and talking about the bubble and losing and all this stuff. But this is a very unusual time.
It's that elephant in the room.
It's the elephant in the room.
We're here to help, to give information. I mean, you know, knowledge is power. What you know is power. It's the elephant in the room.
Yeah, the bubble's getting bigger from our viewpoint.
Yeah.
And, when will it go off, or what will it do, or how will it react, or what's going to happen? We don't know.
No.
All we're saying is, you know, be aware that these things are off the charts. These valuations are supposedly off the charts on most of these stocks and most of these other valuations that they're doing with these markets. So you can get into a lot more technicality. You can go look at charts and, you know, all these things like Harry Dent does. Harry Dent says, he gets into things about like you know, the age of people and when they start spending and are slowing down and big houses have to go somewhere, and the young people, you know, they start trying to save for colleges and children and stuff like that. See, all those things do what you call super bubbles, mm-hmm. From his perspective. In other words, not only are you in a bubble, but there's other bubbles of trouble, super bubbles that are on top of bubbles, according to Harry Dent.
Super
and
bubble.
When I read that, it concerns me of the super bubble. You know, it's not like the Super Bowl.
which is coming up.
Which is coming up pretty soon. You know, and maybe we could have a Super Bowl kind of event.
Bubble bath party. There you go.
Hey, there you go. You know, this virus is really best.
I'm going to zoom on that one.
but anyway, so you know, we could talk about a lot of stuff like tax deferral. You know, we got all that. We've got how you can put money over time and grow. We got all this guaranteed income stuff. How you can keep from losing money if you go into or someone gets very deathly sick, like nursing home, assisted living, all that stuff.
Uh-huh.
Or how you can pass money down from one generation to the next using the attorneys and the insurance and stuff like that. That
you know, the,
that we administer.
The fun stuff. You get to talk about the fun stuff.
Yeah, and I miss talking about those things, Matthew. I mean, I've been so attuned to what's been happening in the economy and the Biden destruction of the economy. Mm-hmm. When I read this article today about, you know, what he's doing is setting us up for potentially something that like a roaring 20 explosion and then pop.
Well,
you know,
have you seen his new press secretary?
Yeah, I was reading about her.
I can't think of her name. Young
I've
woman,
seen her, yes.
Red hair, very nice looking young woman.
Uh-huh.
But this is what she said about the pipeline. What is the name of the pipeline? What do they call that? The
Keystone.
The Keystone, yep. Pipeline. All these people out of jobs. She says, well, they can get other jobs. That
really?
Is what
that's
she
really,
said.
That's a wild. Yeah,
that came out.
What she might as well said is, we'll just print the money and give it to a bunch of people.
What she should have just said was the truth was, we don't care.
Basically, you know, yeah.
We have
an
agenda, and that's not...
Get rid of Trump. We don't care. We'll lie and cheat and steal and tell you anything to get him out.
That could be some kind of record. First day in office, it's anywhere between 6 and 20,000 jobs and over, I think, about $3 billion taken out of payroll and business in that area. That's got to be some kind of record.
He's already reversed, I think it's like 19 things, executive orders that he signed since he's been in, and every single one of them, I do believe, was either reversing or totally taking away something that Trump, his administration, had previously, you know, gotten done for the country. The opioid crisis. Remember, you know, come to find out, these guys were making OxyContin. They were in on it. I mean, they were making tons of money. Mm-hmm. They didn't care how many people were getting addicted to the stuff. And had doctors pushing it on people and everything else.
Speaking of drugs, you know,
he reversed that bill.
For the insulin.
Yeah.
If you didn't have insurance, you could get your insulin for about $30. But no, that's done now.
No. And you know, the other thing, I got a lot of business people come talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the one thing they're so scared to death of right now.
What's that?
$15 minimum wage.
That's crazy.
Think of this.
It's going to come back on the business owner. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, look at the restaurants, for example. You got restaurants here in Alabama. You know, these people get paid tremendous tips. They might. I mean, I'm not knocking waitresses and waiters. They deserve money.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But they're, you know, some of these high end restaurants, they're making a lot of money.
Well, you know, McDonald's.
Because of the tip. Now they got to pay them $15 an hour and let them make all that money too. And listen, I know that they're for it, but do you know what that's going to do to your menu prices?
And
inflation, guys, is coming.
Have you seen the McDonald's where they're putting in the kiosks where you go in and order your food on the computer?
Oh, yeah, I've seen those.
And real quick, while I'm thinking about it, the $15 minimum wage, that's all fine and good. These jobs were not made for people to make a living at. These are jobs, like if you're, and I'm not throwing off on people that flip burgers and roll burritos because I love them. But the thing is, this was made for you high school people to get a job. You go down there and you dress up pretty and you present yourself and you get a job and you learn to show up on time, fill out the paperwork, say yes, sir, and no, sir, and thank you. And then you move on to something else. It's not meant to be a career unless you own the place. But I was explaining this to somebody one time, and I told him, I said, look, I got six employees here. I was working for a corporation. I've got six employees, and y'all make $7.50 an hour, right?
Right. Mm.
Okay. They come along and tell me I got to give you $15 an hour, and that's great because you work hard, right?
Right.
Okay, I've only got enough money for three people now. So what's that mean? You got to get some more money. Wrong. No, three people got to go. And then prices will go up, service will fall off.
What about these other people that say you're making $25, $30 an hour, and all of a sudden you've gone to school, you spent $50,000, and the government didn't finance it, and your parents bent over backwards, or you've been over backwards working to your fingers to the bone to get this degree, or whatever you got, and now you're making $25, $30, $40 an hour. And then all of a sudden, somebody that didn't do anything, don't even hardly know anything that's going on, is going to get $15 an hour, and you're still getting $20 an hour.
Oh, and some
$25. I mean, how's that fair?
Well, something else will happen too, Matthew. I want you to jump in here because me and David are all over it right now. But the thing is, if you work 35, 36 hours a week, you're considered full time. That means you get vacation, you get your dental and your medical, and you get your eyes checked, everybody's happy. Well, you start getting $15 an hour. I'm just imagining they're going to cut back on those hours back to 28 or 30 hours when you're not an employee, you're not a full-time employee anymore, and you're not going to get these goodies, as you like to say so much.
There's always, there's no free lunch.
Right.
There's no free lunch.
Exactly.
There's always a prize. Price for creating the stock bubble. There's a price for creating this economy that's running on hot air. There's a price for them taxing the living daylights out of us and transferring the wealth over to other people who didn't work. There's a price for giving people large wages that didn't go to school or didn't have a trade or whatever. There's a price. Guess who's going to pay for all these?
I'm pointing at myself here.
Everybody. Every one of us are going to pay for the sins of the Liberal Party coming in here and causing these transactions, these transgressions. This is horrible. We have got to get in conservation mode. You've got to preserve your assets. You've got to start thinking about how to reduce your taxes. You've got to think about how to go to tax deferral and tax free on your money and your income and all these other things that you can do, you know, by utilizing some things that you might not know exist, or that some of these accountants, and we know some of the stuff that you could do. You've got to know, you know, where you can put your dough and it won't go away. That is,
well,
you know,
I know a guy who does that. I know a couple guys and a lady that do that. It's David Ernest, Matthew Too Tall Ernest, and Princess Leah Williams. They do that, and all you got to do is call them up. 272-9228 is our number. That's the wrong number. Don't listen to me. I'm crazy. 279-7431. That's the number you need to call. 279-7431.
I'm sitting here grinning. When David gets pumped up about this stuff, it cracks me up. He's passionate.
He's passionate.
We're all passionate about being able to help people avoid these problems, get through these times, you know, make the right moves, and never charge them.
And you know, the thing you got to do, though, in the words of Diana Ross, you got to reach out and touch. You got to touch David's hand. Make the world and your money a better place if you can. Yeah, fist bump. But you have to
touch your phone and dial 279-7431.
Get one of those little spiffy things they're selling at the Walmart. Have you seen them? It's like a key, but it's for pushing buttons and pulling doors open. It's like, oh, we're all going to.
I've seen that thing.
$1 million idea.
Yeah. Really, I mean, somebody came up with an idea.
And there is I heard the other day. Anybody who ever said that's a stupid idea was not sitting in the meeting when they come up with the idea. Let's put a movie together with sharks and tornadoes in it.
What about the Sham Wow?
Wow. And that sticky stuff that stops the flood if the dam breaks, you just stick some on the side of it. Yeah,
Flex Seal. The Flowbee haircut system. Now
the Flowbee worked pretty good, I understand.
It's a shot back with some shears.
Well, the thing is, you got to do something to avoid something.
You do.
If you see that there's something coming or something that could go wrong, you've got to do something to protect yourself. They're not going to do it for you. They don't care about what happens to you individually. All they care about is a hole that they get to stay in control.
Well, they're betting on you not taking action. They're betting on you not doing anything. They're betting on you just, you know.
That's what they're betting on.
And
you know what?
Taking what you get. Yeah.
They did it. I'm not going to say they cheated because we know they did, but I'm not saying it. But they did what they did, and look where we are now.
Okay, well, let me throw this out there. I saw the other day, right now I think they're just giving the COVID vaccine to like frontline people, like, you know, nurses and doctors and first responders and people over 75. Who want to get it. And I saw somewhere the other day they got a place you can go in and get it. I don't know if there's a cost to it. I have heard that there's a cost for this vaccine, but I don't know if this one has a cost to it. But they said you got to come in and show ID. Now, they don't even request that you show ID to come in and vote. But you can. You got to come in and show ID to get this vaccine.
It's all about money, you know that.
Yeah, exactly.
It's all about money. Everything that they're doing is about controlling you and money. You know, they want to keep control of the masses. Now, they're doing all kinds of crazy things to control us, but eventually something will go wrong, a bubble will pop, stock market will drop, whatever, and it's going to cause mass havoc. People are going to be PO'd, but you know what? The people who prepare won't be as in the bad as shape, and they won't be as bare. You know, you don't want the cupboards bare. You know that old poor mother.
Old Mother Hubbard.
They get a poor dog a bone, but once you got there, the cupboard was bare, so the poor dog had none. We don't want to be like the poor dog. The cupboard goes bare because what's going on?
That's right.
We want our cupboard and our coffers to stay full. We want to be able to eat. We want our children, our grandchildren, you know, to be okay. You know, how do you do that? You got to have money for a rainy day. You know, some people say, well, you got to do this, you got to do that, you got to do this. Let me just tell you.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing for sure in this world is a bird in a hand. Two in a bush is no good to me. The cash is king is the way I'm going out the door here with it. Cash is king. If you got cash, you can always get some stash, food, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, with that cash, well, it's key. Whether it's inflated cash or eroded cash, it's still cash. You got to get it to grow, tax deferred, tax free, whatever, and then be able to use it because cash is king. Don't lose your, you know what, because you got to keep your cash.
There you go. Hey, Matthew.
Don't lose your assets.
Don't want to lose those. Matthew, when's the last time you've been to Walmart?
Oh, gosh. A couple of days ago.
Yeah, I had to go in there today. I've cut my excursions way back, but I had to go in today, and I've noticed the shelves are getting thinner. I mean, really, there's shelves that there's nothing on. And this is
it's been thin since Christmas. It doesn't seem like it's gotten better. I've noticed that as well.
It's getting worse. I just noticed.
It is.
And, you know, they do have a lot of toilet paper. I noticed that, but I'm noticing food that you're not seeing as much canned stuff. And if you see canned stuff, you're seeing strange stuff. And see, that's another thing about
people are scared. I mean, they're buying this stuff up. They're trying to protect themselves, you know, as the best they can. If something crazy happens, I mean. Economically speaking, the COVID virus is obviously, you know, we have a vaccine now, but that's got everybody freaked out. And, you know, there's been a lot of deaths and a lot of
We don't know that the vaccine is going to work yet.
Right.
No.
Well, I mean, what I was trying to get at is the virus is mutating. They were already talking about a third strain, I believe, that they've detected. You know, I mean, people are just trying to be prepared. You need to prepare yourself financially as well. And let us help you with that. Please let us help you with that.
279-7431. That's the number you call if you want to talk to David Ernest, you want to talk to Matthew Ernest, you want to talk to Leah Williams. You notice I didn't put any nicknames. We need to get to. We don't have one for David. I get to work on that.
I had one.
El Jefe.
El Jefe? Okay, all right.
They called me the professor, but I mean, you know.
I was going to call him the OG, the original gangster. That's him right there.
These are all good ones.
279-743. I don't have one either. Maybe I just shouldn't have one. Because people think I'm some kind of criminal or something. I had an uncle named Three Fingers. He had a fireworks stand, and he had all of his fingers. And
I know some people who got cherry bombed.
We used to get in the backyard and throw them at each other. And we thought that's what you were supposed to do, and get some PVC pipe and put the bottle rockets through it. Oh man, you could have a war in the backyard.
Yeah, you keep doing it, something will happen.
Yes, indeed.
You keep jarring the stock market up, something will happen. Listen, if you keep daring it, it'll happen.
There you go.
You keep taking risks, something will happen.
That's exactly right. You can only go so far.
And this economy can only go so far.
And you're taking a risk now by not calling David Ernest. 279-7431. Call him today. 279-7431. That will put your worries to bed. And because really, when you go in and see him, doesn't cost anything. And you're just going to, the knowledge you carry out of there is just priceless. And it'll set you to thinking, as they used to say. And you'll be like, yeah, you know, that makes sense. Why didn't I think of that? Because you don't do this every day like this man does. He's been doing it for nearly 40 years. And he's got to hook up. You need to call him. 279-7431. Call him today. Well, this unsolicited testimonial brought to you by David Ernest.
Well, this has been a good show.
It's been a real good one.
It's been a good one.
About the bubble. Tomorrow we got another topic.
Yes, yes, we do. And I've got your messages, and I've got something special for you for that tomorrow. We're going to talk about the plague of what now? The plague of what? What are we calling it?
Yeah, the plague. Yes.
What was it? Did you? I've got it here on my phone. It was the plague of something. And
he loves to give them these little specific names.
Well, they're good.
Yeah, they are.
And let's see.
Well, here. You know,
the plague,
socialistic plague.
Yes, yes.
People are sick because the value of money evaporated along with their stock values. Everyone has a socialistic plague.
That's it.
It came from China. It's mutating into a communist virus.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's happening. We'll be talking about that tomorrow.
And people. Everywhere, especially young, soon-to-be married couples are registering at these different places for, you know, their wedding gifts. And the request for China is down, but they do want American flatware now. So they're not wanting China anymore. I know that was a long way to go for that, but I'm just trying to get a lick in before we left.
But you know,
there we go.
you remember how Japan went, and you know, China's not far behind on the scene here of taking our assets.
I've always kind of had a soft spot for Japan because they didn't want us to come over there. When they were over there by themselves, they didn't.
Well, they should have left Pearl Harbor alone.
Well, no, this was way back before that. The ships would come up and they'd turn them back and everything. But the Japanese, I like their movies because I can understand the dialogue. Yeah. This has been the Health and Wealth Show. We're just about out of time, and we'll be back again soon tomorrow night. Let's see, that'll be Tuesday, then Wednesday and Thursday. We're hoping that Terry Adams will be back with us. He should have some light to shed on all the things that are going on. Matthew, thank you so much for zooming in. You need to do that more often. Yeah,
thank you, man. We missed you, man.
And maybe we can get Princess Leah to zoom in one night. We'll just have a free-for-all up in here.
That'd be fun.
Big cage match.
Maybe get Bo Brooks or...